If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned.
Bob.
And Happy New Year, Bob.
It is so far. It's a happily strange kind of year.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, this is the start of our second season. I forgot to mention that when we were pre-talking before we started doing this official for our two followers out there. I'm sorry. I know that's a lie, but I thought that was just funny.
2.25.
Right, right. We got 2.5 people out there who are listening to this shit. No, actually,
we're
doing
you.
Pretty well.
We love you.
We love you two people, yes. And one of them's us.
Come to dinner next week.
That's right, right. All two of you. Crazy fucking year. Get us going, Bob.
Okay. Well, let's... So let's talk about how 2020 went out with a you fill in the blank.
Yeah. I got to take a 2020. Oh, God.
Let me curl my right cheek up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me take a Trump here. I got to take a Trump. I gotta take a mean old Trump. I gotta go, man. Oh, I gotta be. Oh my God, this is a bad Trump.
Okay, hemorrhoid.
Yeah. No, hemorrhoid's Ivanka. Oh, I got a Ivanka on the side there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
Don Jr. is a Klingon, right? Sorry. I didn't mean to go there. I really didn't. I didn't. Sorry, Bob. My bad.
Okay. Hey, so, I don't know if I have the words to describe it, but I think several we just used are very close to how I feel about how 2020 went out.
Yeah, it was a shit burger. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like Sybil.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
yeah.
Just these multiple personalities coming out everywhere.
What oh, my God, yeah. I mean, the shit that happened to everybody, this wasn't an individual thing for most people. I mean, my wife.
Wait, what are you talking about? We're talking about the election? We're talking about COVID?
I'm talking about everything, Bob. I mean, if you think about it.
Right.
Everybody got hit in a, you know, across the world. It wasn't, I mean, some places worse than others, but, and it was, the, but if you think about the U.S., we got hit by Trump and we got hit by COVID and all this other shit that happened, right? The Black Lives thing and, you know, I mean, and that was society, you know, independent of people, you know, losing their job. I mean, think a lot of people, lost their jobs. A lot of people had, you know, health problems like my wife and everything. And you know, and that just compounds it, right? And the fact that you have to stay at home, you know, and you got, I mean.
For the whole year.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And you can't see family. And
just from that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the fear and the, you know, wash your hands, don't breathe.
Yeah, and then, you know, you don't know if you're going to get COVID because it's so goddamn contagious, and you do everything you can possible, right? You know, fortunately, we've been lucky so far, but,
yeah,
man, I want to get that vaccine. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you mean both.
Yeah. But the biggest thing that I noticed, Bob, I know deviating for just 2 seconds, was I found out how stupid Americans are. Really stupid, right? I mean, yeah, the average IQ.
Year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know I know animals that have bigger, better IQs on average than the Americans. God, they're stupid people.
It's a whole new my God. Level. Well, you know, and really, it's like, you know, the there's just this odd cast of characters, you know, at the end of the year there, right?
Right.
I mean, they're batshit crazy people, right? That yeah. Wynn Wood nut.
Yeah. I mean,
who is Wynn Wood, right? Or whatever his name is, right? That guy was like, he's touched. You know, there's no other word. He might as well be on a corner from my perspective.
There's a lot of them out there. And what's, I don't understand how these people get, first of all, I don't know how these nutcases get, you know, get.
Pardons?
Pardons, right. No, but get basically a platform to talk because they're bat crap crazy. They're all fucking bat crap crazy. Every goddamn one of them.
And they're felons and they're malicious and they're.
Yeah,
like,
they're nuts.
This, right? Rudy, look at Rudy, right? Rudy was melting.
Oh my right? God. Giuliani has lost it completely. This is not the same guy during 9/11. He is absolutely lost his mind. He's bat crap crazy.
I think that was Rudy for all along. I have to admit that I didn't think much of him when 9/11 happened. I thought this is who he was back then, and I've been proven right.
Yeah, no, you have. I mean, he's you know, anybody that's a Trumpster, I found out. You know, I mean, I've learned a lot about Ted Cruz and his hypocrisy and you know, here's the thing that I don't get about the whole fucking election thing, right? They, here's why I'm really ticked off at people like Ted Cruz and this. You know, Ted Cruz has been a senator for a while, right? If the election was so damn rigged, which we found out just by data that this election was actually more secure and better than the last election, why didn't he stand up and say something about the last election? If it was so goddamn rigged, then he should have been screaming last time. I mean, there's no excuse. You know, if you cannot jump up and say this just because your party won.
The moral bar are lost, so low.
No, but I'm just saying that you cannot do it. You cannot make these claims, right, just when your people lose, right? And you cannot make the claim on just, I mean.
Well, they can, and they did. That's
no,
the,
you can't.
That's
you can't. You can't
part,
do it because
right?
if you turn around and say, okay, look, the election for in a state where our senators won, right, but they lost the presidential, the president's side is rigged. Dudes. You can't accept it's on the same card. So you're telling me that you're somehow counting the votes differently for the senators than you are. You can't do that. You can't make that claim, right?
Well, look, I would say you can't, but they've proven us wrong. You know, they have made that claim.
Well, you can make the claim, but it's insane. But it's it just tells me that it's hypocritical. You can't do it. You simply can't do it just based on data, based on reality. You cannot look up at the sky and say the sky is green. You can't do that. I'm sorry. The sky is blue. Enough of this line. Enough of this line. You cannot
People
tell
stand
me.
Stand on the street corner every day and do that. And
they can
and
do it.
Happens, they happen to be elected officials now.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But they're inside. I mean, look at the. We could get talk about the Capitol thing, but yeah.
But you've heard "follow the money," right? That's a very popular phrase these days, and both sides of this political chasm are claiming "follow the money" stuff, right? Whether it's Biden's son or it's Trump, right? But the reality is Hawley and Cruz and Lindsey Graham
and
Donald J. Trump
right.
making huge, huge amounts of money that they can use personally.
By line.
Regardless if those people that are giving them the money think it's going to be used for fighting the election fraud. They're not going to use it for that. Trust me.
No, they're going to use it for their own personal gain. I mean,
exactly.
Obviously. Yeah, but
exactly.
I mean, well, look at Rush Limbaugh. He's been doing the same thing. He's been lying to people for the past 35 years, And, you know, he's been doing it, and he knows he's been doing it. I mean, you know, that's obvious, you know, even though the man's dying, you know, finally. But, you know, hey, and it's the guy's got a sixth grade education. He's not, as you know, he's not smart. He's clever, but he's not smart. He's not educated. But he learned. Yep. No, and he's certainly not moral. No, of course. I mean, it's been proven, you know, and I was talking to a friend who listens to him all the time. I said, look, you know, I was talking to a guy. I said, look, I said, you do understand that it's been proven that almost 70% of what he says is absolutely false. 70%. So most of what he says on the radio has been proven absolutely to be untrue. And then you look at the 30-odd percent.
That don't stop some people.
No, but then you look at the other 30%, and there's half-truths in the 30%. So you you know, and so you ask yourself the question, you know, and the guy has made money, I mean, millions and millions of dollars. The guy's worth like a couple hundred million of dollars by sitting there lying. And he's, yeah, and yeah, and you go, okay, he's made money by lying. He literally has.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's no way around it.
He's feeding people's fears and fantasies. And,
right.
You know.
But he doesn't. I mean, he doesn't care. That I mean, it's like the O'Reilly's guys, all these guys that were, you know, some of these Fox News people, Hannity, whatever. They all made their money.
They've all
knowing
made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes, by lying, by flat out lying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, the whole thing about Trump was, and I remember this early on.
And so did Trump, by the way. Yeah, by law.
Exactly. And I remember in the beginning, I asked some people that I had thought were intelligent at that time.
But that went by the fucking wayside. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, because there we were at dinner in a very fine, super expensive restaurant. And, you know, these were like, you know, these were some high level VP people.
And you say, how did you get your money?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. It's like,
fucking moron.
Yeah. When I asked them why they would vote for somebody like Donald, where the record was well established before this latest year happened.
Right.
He said because he was going to drain the swamp. And
yeah, and it didn't happen.
Right. Look at even like the Texas Attorney General, right? The guy was reelected as the Texas Attorney General, and he's been pushing out a lawsuit against him for 5 years for insider trading, right? It's like, but he's the Attorney General that filed like the lawsuits against Pennsylvania to kick off this whole round of elections,
yeah,
illegal shit, right? That was him. Donald didn't drain Jack.
Well, no, I mean, and the evidence, people say, well, yeah, he did. Says, wait a second. If you drain, I mean, by definition of draining the swamp, we have to ask ourselves the question. What that means is that the people that he put in place, right, were not corrupt and they didn't have any law, they weren't felons, whatever. He has had on his entire staff more people indicted for felonies than any other president in the history of the United States. And that's just, and he's only, he only got in there for 4 years. We're not talking about somebody that's been there for eight. He got in there for 4 years and he beat people that were there for 8 and 12 years. So, you know, here's the bottom line. He's been proven just by data, right? And remember, people forget that the Republicans have controlled the Senate, the executive branch and everything, and the judiciary branch. So this was not a partisan thing, right? It wasn't like, oh, the liberals are the one who indicted him. No, it was his own damn party. You know, so you know, stop it, people. You know, anyway, it's insane. Back to this year. Yeah,
it's gotten more batshit crazy, and we'll save that for another maybe next week or something.
Talk about the Capitol next week, exactly. Which is you know. But hey, congrats to us. This is our second season. We're getting started here with.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm having fun. You know, as long as it's fun, Ted.
As long as our two listeners stay, our listeners, we're good.
Don't die.
Don't die from COVID or something, right?
Oh,
you know, Hey, even though we, you like, you're right. New we lost. We lost the Republicans, by the way. So.
No, you know, it's like if they can't take a joke, who can?
Yeah, if you can't take a joke, fuck them, right? Yeah, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. So, I guess you know, we are still in the big throes of the largest surge of COVID to date. That they say was brought about by the refusal of people to stay home on the holidays.
Yeah, I remember way back in March of last year, I predicted that at least 240,000. And I was way wrong. It was a lot worse. But I said at least. I did say at least. And at that time, there were only like, you know, 20, 30,000 people had died. And I said, no, it's going to get worse. And I remember I blamed Trump on it. I said, he's incompetent and everything. And turned out I was completely right about that. But yeah, we're the number of people that have passed
like
from
close
this.
To 350,000 by
And
probably undercounted in certain states like Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree. That's it. Yeah. And again, it could have been avoided. Could have been avoided. Yeah.
Yeah. All they had to do was let him be impeached.
Yeah, I mean, no, there could have been. Look, I blame the American public for voting this fucker in. Okay, and we, you know, these fucking nuts. And finally, you know, the country did have enough of him, right? They said enough. Even though a lot of people voted for him, they said enough. Enough of him. We don't want this guy anymore.
And well, the only way you got him out was you had to get the other, you know, millions of people off the sidelines to come in to vote against the 75 million people that voted for that clown.
Right, which are
shocking.
Which are also, that's 75 are bat crap crazy, too. Which,
and
I said.
Now,
you know, Well, I think, you know, I really think that some good things are going to happen this year. You know, one is obviously the vaccine is going to get out there, and hopefully that'll calm things down. I know it's going to take probably a couple of years before we get to some semblance of, you know, back to normalcy.
Oh, they even missed that. They said there'd be 20 million, right, by the end of the year. They wanted, like...
Oh yeah, Trump lied about that.
4 million out of the 20 that they.
No, but the numbers that were actually the number of people that got vaccinated was less than a million, by the end of the year. It was ridiculous, and that's on Trump. And Trump said, "Oh, it's going to be even sooner." He lied about that too.
Oh, he lies about everything. But you know, what do you expect from a guy who drinks Clorox bleach?
Yeah, puts it up his ass, right?
Right.
Yeah. Can we do? I mean, the man, everybody, you know, I don't care who you are, your political background, this man is not a smart man. He's clever. He's clever because he reads people and knows how to manipulate them, but he's not smart. He's not a, this is not a smart man.
I think you're describing that section on sociopaths.
Yeah, no, the guy, I mean, he's got
charisma. For some people, he's got like charisma.
His goal, I mean, for some reason...
It's like a moth, right? And the people are like you know, moths, and then they go to the flame, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, oddly enough.
Well, to me, he's like one of those, you know, those fly catchers that, you know, that electrocute the flies, right, when you get too close, right? You know, and you sit there, and they're flying around. Oh, this is great. Oh, the light of like that, you know? I mean, that's what he is. He's, well, you know...
You know, I kind of think it might be like the Kool-Aid they're drinking too, right?
Oh, God, yeah. James Jones, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, you got the Jones people, which, you know, God, that guy's just...
Yeah, horrific. I mean, there's, but the fact remains how many people have died on his watch, right? And you cannot tell me it's not his responsibility. He's supposed to protect the United States. And he doesn't give a shit about anybody. All he cared about was losing election. He cared about losing election because he doesn't want to go to jail. That's it. Has nothing to do with anything else, right?
Well,
he's just
he's
a selfie.
Drunk with the power too. He's drunk with the power.
Well, that too. But the bottom line,
it's always my generals, you know, my judges, right?
Exactly. Well, he wanted to be a dictator. He wanted to be a dictator.
Words that people that study crazy people.
Oh, he's going to have. Right? He's going to have more legal problems in the next 4 years. I mean, oh my God, it's going to be laughable.
Well, right? I hope not. You know, I've heard a lot of the. You know, and again, I just want to be clear. You know, I'm not anti-Republican whatsoever. You know, and there have been.
No, I'm anti-Trump.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's been my stance. Yeah, I never liked that guy from the beginning, so they would say I'm a never Trumper.
Yeah.
Right. But the truth is I was never a Trumper before he became a TV star. So
no, either was I. I never liked the guy from day one. I mean, I always thought he was an arrogant son of a bitch and thought way too much of himself. Turned out I was completely right.
You were. Right? And he's besides that, he's selling snake oil on the side. You know?
Yeah. Well, the good news is, like I said, he's going to need that money because he's gonna have enough full lawsuits he's going to have to take care of. So
we're like going to be, probably we could run a little bit through, like, I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about the timeline. So, like, in January, you know, there was like an inkling of this tsunami that was going to hit the country.
Right.
And our friend, the president, was telling his friends to sell stocks because it's going to be really bad. But
yeah, I mean, and he got caught doing that, right?
You know, yeah. So, but to us, his public, he was telling us, don't worry about it. It's going to be gone when the sunshine comes.
Yeah, and he lied about that, too. He knew nothing. He had no idea. He was fucking so clueless. Because he, like I said, he's not a smart man, right?
So. Well, he's a, you know, yeah, whatever he is, I wouldn't call him a man at this point.
No, he's, yeah, but.
And then in March, you had the cruise ships from hell, right?
Oh, God, all the people were dying on those cruise ships, right?
And
you know.
Trapped on there. Nobody would take them, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't stop here.
Well,
leave.
We didn't know how bad the COVID, remember, it took another 4 or 5 months before we understood, you know, and again, we didn't understand how bad COVID was, but we got the, because, you know, some people were like, got the COVID. It was strange. The doctors were confused with, like, wait a second, you get people of 70, 80, 90 years old get, you know, they've got COVID, but they're fine. And then some, you know, people that are young are just dropping like flies, and you're going, what the hell's going on with, what is this? And it just turned out it's a virus that attacked, you know, certain people are susceptible, and nobody knows, they to this day, you do not know if you're susceptible.
Yeah, it was so
you
sudden.
Just don't know.
Yeah, it was so sudden.
Yeah, and the, like, people that get it,
you'd be mildly sick, and then next day,
boom,
he's dead.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, it's and all of them were dying basically of pneumonia, essentially, you know, and that's what's going on. And what's really sad is that everybody was warned about travel during Thanksgiving and Christmas. They were warned. They said there's going to be a huge surge. And now we're dealing with today, you know, over 4,000 people a day are dying.
Well, that's because those people that say, it's my right, right? It's a free country, right? It's my right not to wear a mask.
No, it's not. But I got news for people, okay? It's not your right to threaten other people's lives.
Well,
you know,
it's not their right to shit in my living room. It's like,
yeah,
take,
exactly.
You don't want to wear your mask, do it, but not out in public, you know?
No, it's also why it's against the law to drive down the road at 100 miles an hour. You can do it, but you threaten other people's lives by doing it. That's why there's laws against it. It's that simple. It's no different, right? It's like,
yeah,
it's Russian rule, or taking out a gun and firing a bullet up in the air, okay?
They've drawn some false correlation between their rights and a pandemic.
Well, again, it's because of stupidity. These are not smart people. Anybody that stands there and says, it's my right not to wear a mask. No, it's not. It's
well,
like
they think China, like, put the virus out on us.
Well, here's the thing. Anybody that comes out in America and says that, I say, hey, if you don't like it, go move to another country, right? You know, I mean, because they don't realize how strict it is in other countries. Go
well,
to Russia.
Are. They
go
are
to Russia.
To do that.
Are
they
you kidding?
You
you'll be in jail.
One.
If you stood on the corner and yelled that, you'd be thrown in jail, right? And a lot of these people don't realize that they've never been out of the country, so they think that, you know.
No, that's not true, Ted. If I stood on the street corner and I yelled out the things that you think would get me thrown in jail, so long as I got the American flag wrapped around me and I'm dressed like that, they're not going to arrest me.
You're going to get shot if you're in another country. If you're in another country and you do that, as certain countries, and you pull that shit, I'll tell you,
but
one
here,
country, I guarantee. No, here, that's the point. They get away with it here. But
lately,
the last number
of years, right, it's true. It's like if you wrap a flag around your ass, you're a patriot, and there's nothing that you can do that's wrong.
Yeah, which is bullshit. But if you were to do exactly that thing, right, take American flag, go over to Singapore, and stand on the corner, you'll be thrown in jail. I guarantee you.
Of course, because Singapore's a reasonable place. They've got intelligent people there.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing, I mean, Taiwan's, but
I used to think the America was full of intelligent people, but last year has shown me otherwise.
No, the number of stupid. I have always told my wife, I said, it's not that I'm so smart, it's that everyone around me is so fucking stupid. Well, it turns out it's true.
Luckily, it just happens to be like, you know, less than a 10% majority, right? There's like whatever it is, 6 million of us or something that are a very small percentage of the population is sort of tips the scales towards some sort of intelligence. But
yeah,
a significant number of people that have just
the gene pool. I mean, you know, they got mixed with monkeys or something. I don't know, because they're fucking stupid. I mean, well, I'd even say that's unfair to the monkeys, because they're. I think I've met monkeys at zoos that are smarter than some of these people. Jesus Christ, these are fucking stupid people.
I love to watch those YouTube videos.
Oh my God!
When they ask the questions of these people, like,
oh my God,
they're just fucked.
Well, like, remember what I said? If all you do is repeat what somebody else is saying, that's a definition of stupidity, right? If you can't think for yourself, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and Trump's an organ grinder, and they're monkeys, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's insane. Okay, where are we fucking going with this? Because
I don't know. So,
do you?
I think we moved all the way through the summer, and then we hit the, in the summer, right, we hit that whole Antifa, Black Lives Matter.
Oh, I know.
Proud Boys, hydroxychloroquine is found out to be not the miracle drug that Trump was saying it was.
Yeah, it was a complete joke. Turned out it was dangerous for people.
Yeah, and that moved us into September, October. It was rumble time because the election was near.
Right.
And really, your prediction for the number of dead people came true about then. So you were, you know, a little early.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That was a very good prediction you made.
I know it wasn't. It was a bad prediction. I would have loved to have been wrong. I would have loved to have been off by, you know, only half the people had died. But Trump, you know, killed everybody. So,
yeah.
That alone, he should be put in locks and chains and throw away the key.
Yeah, and then you had the massive grip from the fear of the election that was, you know, right? That just has gripped the nation for months now.
Yeah.
And as you know, like I think I heard somebody the other day say, it's well over 60 court cases that were tossed out.
62 were the total that, and by the way, they did the numbers. It turned out more than half of them were Republican judges that just said, no, there's no data, evidence.
Because they're not stupid. It's like there's no evidence, right? Having Rudy wave around a stack of papers in front of the TV cameras isn't evidence, even though
his orange paint is falling off his head. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that was pathetic.
That was, well, how about the pans down the pants? That was equally as pathetic.
Oh my God.
I saw some clip of that the other day. Somebody said,
oh dear God.
Nope, it's not down here.
Yeah. Well, Trump's been looking for it for years. I can't find it. It's gone again. God damn it, it's gone. It's gone. No wonder the women were not satisfied. It's gone. It's so small. I'm sorry. I, Okay, sorry. Yeah, I've been told I do a pretty good Trump, but
not bad.
Oh my God, it's so small. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hold on. I need a magnifying glass of tweezers. Hold on. Ivanka, come over here and find it.
Donkey.
Yeah, really. Ivanka, come over here and find it. I can't find it. Give me my magnifying glass. I can't find it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
After he promised his people, we're going to march right down there, right down Pennsylvania.
Yeah, then he goes hides in the White House with a bunch of people in front, like a coward. Oh my God, the man is such a coward. Yeah. You know, and that's the funny thing. He is not a brave man either. He is absolutely, he has no guts whatsoever. He's just a bull. When it comes right down to it, he really is not a brave man. Anyway.
He's not a brave man, but we're going to go on forever. But I did want to bring up a point about in the beginning of the year, it was the Ukraine, right?
Right.
It was Ukraine, right? And at the end of the year, it was not Ukraine. It was China, right?
Right.
For Biden. It was not about Ukraine. Now it's all about his son and China. It's pretty amazing how well.
Yeah, what's so hypocritical is all his kids and everything, the illegal activities his kids have done, and yet he goes after Hunter Biden, right? This is what a fucking hypocrite, right? Cowardly too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and you know the whole Russian thing was pretty dramatic, right? They put out bounties on our soldiers.
Oh, I know.
You know they just
and he didn't say shit about it.
They did a massive, massive, right, solar.
I still, Bob, attack. To this day, believe that Putin's got something on Trump. I really believe it. He's got something on him, and it's going to come out eventually. They're going to find out what it is, and I think it's over money. I really do. I think it's some sort of money, and that Trump's probably found out his life was being threatened if he didn't do things, and it's over money. That's my guess. But
I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's going to come out.
Or it's over urine, you know.
Yeah, it's
that. I hear he likes to pee on women, right? That's what he was.
That one, he could just wave off and say, no, it's not true. But even if they had video, he'd say, oh, it's not me.
No, you know, but likes to play pony.
Oh God. Well, he probably likes to pee on because he can't put it in because it's too small. But, you know, and the women go, "Where is it in yet?" I've been doing it for about 15 minutes.
Here.
Is it in yet?
Yeah.
I can't feel it. Maybe secretly he's a woman anyway. So.
Well, and pardons, they were pretty bad, right? You got the pardons of Manafort and Roger Stone, convicted felons, mind you, for trying to cheat on the elections.
Remind you,
election fraud.
Yeah, I mean, and other things, by the way.
And intimidation, yeah, exactly, right? The list
and financials, but... oh my God. That's why I think the state courts are going to get these guys again. It's not going to end for them. For a while.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's going to come right back. I mean, even the feds, if they wipe out the federal indictments and convictions, they're going to go after them in the courts.
I can't wait. It's going to be an interesting 2021. We're going to have lots of fodder to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ted, time flies sometimes like a drunken bird. But.
Oh, shit. I can't follow. God, I'm going to hit a trail. Fuck me.
But this episode's over. So
yeah, it is.
And we're back to our favorite segment. What are your final words for today, Ted?
My final words for today, please, 2021, be so much better than 2020 because I need a better year. I really do. And hopefully when I get up in the morning and have to go take a Trump, I think about the world and say, you know, I can honestly say that when I wipe my ass, world's going to be better afterwards. And I can flush
Might
it away.
Might I add, crack the window? No.
Yeah. Turn on the fan, right? There you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will add to that wonderful sentiment about wiping your ass that 2020 was the blurriest year I think I've ever had the misfortune to experience.
Yeah. You know, I agree.
It's batshit craziness, and you know, I'm with you. I hope it doesn't carry forward. And I don't drink that much, but I might increase my alcohol intake significantly if these conspiracy people that are running around thinking that you know, pedophiles are running the country.
Oh God!
Yeah, they could be right, but I don't think so.
Well, Trump's still in there, so yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, these things are crazy. I mean, I had a, you know, I know some people who are inclined towards those kind of things, and
oh Jesus!
And they honestly thought that Joe Biden would be in a prison cell right now for being a traitor.
Oh my God! I mean, if anyone, it's the guys that they're following, you know. So anyway.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, like Porky Pig said, you know, that's all, folks.
Okay. Can we end this shit?
Yeah, we can end this shit. We're done.
Okay.
Next week can be better. We can talk Capitol Hill.
There you go. We can do it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, done.